It's Wednesday, May 20th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. There will be a pair of recounts in Allen County in the wake of the May 5th Republican primary. A new transparency dashboard now shows how state agencies in Indiana are spending federal grant money, which accounts for billions of dollars every year. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture ended an investigation into the lab of IU biology professor Roger Innes. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. There will be a pair of recounts in Allen County in the wake of the May 5th Republican primary. Allen County's election results were delayed May 5th as the election board transitioned from precincts to vote centers. In the race for the Republican nomination for State Senate 15, Darren Vogt filed a recount request at the last minute Tuesday, challenging the results of his 14-vote loss to incumbent Liz Brown. In a statement, Vogt said voters have been asking him about the inexplicable closing of blinds at critical times during counting and how they can be sure their votes were counted and counted properly. In response, Brown praised the work of Allen County election officials, saying Vogt is choosing a costly and time-consuming recount over party unity. I beat him in the Indiana Senate District 15 primary once before, and I am confident I will do so again when all the votes are recounted. In the race for 3rd District Allen County Commissioner, Ewelina Connolly requested a recount after her close loss to Paul Moss by 55 votes. A new transparency dashboard now shows how state agencies in Indiana are spending federal grant money, which accounts for billions of dollars every year. WFYI's Farrah Anderson has more.
State officials say the new federal funding expenditures dashboard allows residents to see how state agencies have spent 6 years of federal grant money, going back to 2021. Federal grants were 42% of Indiana's general revenue in fiscal year 2025, coming in around $22.6 billion. The dashboard is part of the existing Indiana Transparency Portal, which already includes information on contracts, employee salaries, vendors, and overall state expenditures. I'm Farrah Anderson in Indianapolis.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture ended an investigation Monday into the lab of IU biology professor Roger Innes. As WFIU's Ethan Sandweiss reports, the case drew national attention due to Innes' defense of Chinese scientists.
The USDA told Innes earlier this year that his lab was in full compliance. That was after the FBI arrested a Chinese postdoctoral researcher in his lab who lied about a shipment of DNA plasmids. It launched its recent inspection soon after Innes defended his employee in the press. The USDA found an expired import permit and a missing curation permit for one plant pathogen, which the lab is still permitted to study. But Innes says after destroying some petri dishes, the lab is ready to reopen without any penalties.
The biggest loss is they required us to destroy all of the houseplants that we had decorating the windowsills in our lab.
The recent shutdown has disrupted not only the Innes lab, but two adjoining labs used by almost 50 researchers. Innes said some research projects have been set back months. For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.
Of all the traditions at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, milk may be the most refreshing. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports dairy had its day at the track ahead of the running of the 110th Indianapolis 500.
Since 1936, winners of the 500 have celebrated with a jug of milk. Rookie drivers have to pick what milk they would want if they were to win the race. Rookie Jacob Abel says he chose whole milk despite a complicated pass with the drink.
My parents used to make me sit at the dinner table until I finished my glass of milk, and I'd be there for hours some nights. I've really come full circle on this whole milk thing.
The annual rookie celebration at IMS highlighted the tradition. American Dairy Association Director of Communications Brooke Williams says delivering milk to the winner is serious business.
We bring in a cooler that goes immediately into the pagoda, and it gets locked up, and with 25 laps left, we go and get the cooler.
Drivers can choose between whole, 2%, or skim milk. I'm Jill Sheridan in Indianapolis.
More news in a moment.
This is Dane Wilkins on what it felt like to donate his car and support WBOI.
It was sad seeing it go, but you know, I felt like it was going to a place where it could really help help friends.
To donate your vehicle and support public audio today, go to wboi.org/car.
Here's what to know for today. The Allen County Juvenile Center announced the opening of an on-site Little Free Courthouse Library as part of a collaboration with the Indiana Court of Appeals. Changes to Indiana's Medicaid payment agreements have been approved by the federal government. And a man was fatally shot by Fort Wayne police officers in the 1800 block of Howell Avenue Monday afternoon. That's who and what for Wednesday, May 20th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.